Afro Tales Podcast is a part of the Connected Podcast Network. Chef, Chef. Yes, Glio. Don't you love how we get to share our stories and recipes? Yes, I enjoy it greatly. Do you know what makes it possible for everyone to hear us? Yes, Glio. Our voices, obviously. True, but it's also Anchor, a hosting platform that distributes the podcast to places like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and others. Oh, yes. And isn't everything needed to make a podcast in one place? That's correct. And the best thing of all, Chef, it's free. Free, you say? Free. And all I had to do is download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So, you just had to download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Yep, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm and do what we're doing now. Fantastic, Grio. Simply fantastic. I know, Chef. I know. Ahoy, my friend, and welcome aboard the Afro Tales Podcast, a ship that will carry us from location to location, exploring the tales that grew from the African diaspora in the Americas and the Caribbean. I am Amon Mazinga, your teller of yarns, as we head out a particular yarn for each location we'll be spotting. Come, sit with me, and enjoy this journey. The Two Sons. Once, in a little community near Dismal Swamp, there lived a pretty young woman who had two little boys with her to raise by herself because her husband sickened and died during the big war. He fought bravely and in many battles, though, but somehow or another, a terrible sickness came over him, and he was sent home from over the seas to die. Just before death claimed him, he called his sons by his side. His dear wife held his hand, and he instructed each son in kind.
Mind your manners. Work hard. Pay respect to all old folks. Don't ever sass your mama now. Stay away from the swamp. And no matter what happens to me, if you listen to what I told you, you never have to worry. You never have to worry about.
The poor man died before he could utter his last words. Oh, what a pitiful sight he made. The grieving widow, the best she could do was comfort her two sons. After the burial, friends and neighbors brought comfort to the small family by way of fine food and lively talk. Just at sunset, the friends and neighbors parted to their own homes, through the woods and around the swamp. The two sons helped their mother, just as they were supposed to. One lit the oil lamp and the other kindled a fire in the wood stove to chase off the cool of the evening. Their mother seemed to be at peace, and she was smiling as the three of them chatted around the fire. At last, one of them ventured to ask his mother if she knew what her father's last words might have been, if he had been able to say them before he passed on, The woman paced the floor and she answered,
Oh no, my sons. Just do as your father said. Mind your manners. Work hard. Pay respect to all old folk. Don't ever sass your mama. Stay away from the swamp, and you'll never have to worry, okay?
But worry and grief beat at her chest. She did not tell them that their father's meager pension would not pay the cost of keeping the house, let alone put food on the table and clothes on their backs. Before long, she found a job weaving large reed baskets for a storekeeper. The sons thought about their father's last words many, many nights after their mother had fallen into exhausted sleep. Over and over, they repeated the last sentence to each other. They filled the missing words with their deepest thoughts.
You never have to worry about paying bills.
You never have to worry about finding a job, making a fortune,
ruling the world.
They could not think of suitable words. Some years passed, and as the sons grew taller and stronger, the memory of their father grew dimmer and dimmer. Finally, they could not remember his face at all, and his last words to them left their restless minds. Their mother, however, worked hard to keep food on the table. Time and time she reminded the sons to feed the chickens, water the garden, and keep the yard clean. Dutifully, the sons obeyed for a while, until one summer day, while they were sprinkling the garden, an old man appeared at the garden gate.
How about giving me two of them cucumbers? I'm so hungry. I can't eat them right off the vine.
The sons screamed one after the other.
Why don't you plant your own cucumbers in your own garden?
One son sprinkled the old man so that he hobbled away dripping wet. The other son threw his water can. The can bounced off the old man's back. When he whimpered away in pain, the sons just laughed. Just before sunset, their mother returned from her basket weaving. Thinking she would be pleased, the sons eagerly told her what they had done to protect the family garden. But she was not pleased.
Shame. Shame on you for treating that poor old man so. We have a gracious plenty in our garden. Why didn't you give him two cucumbers?
He didn't have no right to our cucumbers.
One of the sons screamed at his mother.
If you think I'm going to give away good food to an old beggar, you must be silly. Tired of watering this old garden anyhow.
The other son,
glad I hit him with the can. I'll hit him again if I want to, and you can't stop me.
The mother was so shocked over the change in her son, she could barely speak.
Go in the house,
she muttered over and over.
I will talk to you in a little while.
She turned and walked toward the chinnaberry tree. Now, the two sons stormed through the front door, thinking that she was going to switch them. Then they eased through the back door and ran to the swamp to hide among the marsh reeds. The muddy green water sloshed across their knees when they stumbled about, trying to find solid ground. When at last they were safe, their feet began to sink into quicksand. The more they struggled, the deeper they sank, until a rope was thrown around the upper part of their bodies. They felt themselves being pulled out of the mire and along the rough ground. The holder on the other end of the rope was hidden in darkness. But they heard a deep, gruff voice grow louder and louder as they tugged from the rope, pulled them nearer and nearer. The voice was saying,
"Mind your manners. Work hard. Pay respect to all old folks. Don't ever sass your mama. Stay away from the swamp. And you will never have to worry
about the boogeyman.
The two sons never heard or seen again. The end. Gotta love it, right? Gotta love this story. The two sons. Straight up. I'm gonna say it. They're stupid. But they're kids. Teenagers. Whatever. They do exactly what you expect two young guys to do. Young kids to do. Eventually. They're taking care of everything. And they're tired of it. They want to do their own thing. They want to be kids. They want to go out and play, have fun, run around. And they don't want to have to respect people. A lot of us did this. Let's be honest. A lot of us, we were taught well. But when we got out there in the streets with our friends, we would act up from time to time. I know I did. You can ask my mother. She'll tell you. I did it. Not a lot. Wasn't stupid. But did do it, let's be honest. But these two kids were dumb, and it's sad that the dad couldn't tell them about the boogeyman, right? Oh wow, sorry, but people get, I think I'm kind of condescending, I'm a little mean this October on people. I'm sorry, but if you're going to act up, you got to realize you're going to get what's coming to you. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it wrong, you got to get what's coming to you. I feel bad for the mom, though. She's lost her husband, now her two sons. That sucks. Let's just be 100. That sucks. Anybody that's lost anybody knows that that sucks. And in this story, when I first read it, I didn't know how I was going to portray the boogeyman. And you might not have caught it. But that the boogeyman and the old man in the story, one and the same. Or I believe you guys are smart enough. You guys definitely caught that. There's no need for me saying it. You guys caught it. But I did want to give a little history about this area. This is a real place. This is Virginia, North Carolina area. The Great Dismal Swamp. Please look it up. It is very interesting. It has a lot of history. You have the Dismal Swamp Maroons, which created a whole community. These were runaway slaves, people that ran away from slavery and everything. This was a stop on the Underground Railroad. And it's awesome to think about this. They didn't want to just keep using for the Underground Railroad, but actually turn it into a community, a village. Just like the Maroons from Jamaica and Haiti and all of those other places in the islands, the Dismal Swamp Maroons had their own community in the wilderness, in the swamp area. So this very well could have been, you know, a family that was really there. And I love that aspect about this, you know. So that means this story is recent history for us. It would have more than likely been during slavery. The big war that they're talking about could have been, actually, it may have even been World War I coming back from overseas. So if you know somebody that lives in a Dismal Swamp area, ask them if they know this story, because I bet they might. It may be about some kids that they actually knew. Or they've heard stories about themselves. But, you know, watch out for the boogeyman. It is October. It is the spooky time. The spirits are out. Be kind to older people. I am definitely being kind to older people this time of year, even more so than what I normally am. Thank you for coming back to Virginia for me. Back to North Carolina for me. And enjoy the stories. Enjoy this month. It's spooky time. Boogeyman is here. Watch out. If you're going to be by a swamp, don't go in. So, anyway. Thank you for coming on the journey. don't forget to go to the galley and see Chef. I'm pretty sure he has a wonderful soul food dish, or a may even find a dismal swamp dish. I don't know what he has in store for you, but go see him, see what he has, and please enjoy the meal that he gives you. And as always, have a blessed day.
Ah, welcome, my friends, to the galley. I am your chef, and today we have a wonderful meal from the story you have heard. Today, we will be making southern fried oysters. Yes, this region is famous for oysters. So, what will you need? Easy. 1 quart of oysters, 8 cups of flour, or if you have seafood breader, you can use that too. 1 cup of breadcrumbs, okay, and 1/4 cup of obe or some type of Cajun seasoning. Yes, 2 tablespoons of sea salt, 2 tablespoons of black pepper, 1 pinch of cayenne if you want to make it a little spicy, 6 large eggs, 1 lemon, 50 to 60 ounces of cooking oil. See, on the ship though, we used to have to use lard. It is okay. And of course, if you want cocktail or tartar sauce, it is up to you. So, how do we make this delicious meal? Pour the oysters into a strainer and drain for 5 minutes. If they are not fresh oysters, there is no need to rinse. But if you have fresh oysters, please rinse them in salt water to get a little of the shell off, okay? Next, pull out a large platter and prepare the flour and breading, the panko and seasoning, sea salt and black pepper and cayenne if you want to make it spicy. Next, you will fork the ingredients together, which is a light mixture. Some people like to whisk it, okay? Now, beat 6 eggs in another platter by your breading, okay? Then, you will place the drained oysters into the egg mixture. If there are small eggs, you will need to use more. So, I recommend large. Makes it easy for you. Now, we will then submerge the oysters into the egg mixture. Lightly move them around so that the mixture is coating the oysters well. Alright, grab a pair of tongs, or, you know, if you want to be a little messy, you can use your fingers. Now, place the oysters into the breading, one at a time. Again, use your fork to make sure each oyster is nice and cold. Do not drench it. You just want a light coating. All right. Now, we can move forward and put these oysters on a clean parchment paper so it's not too messy. Once the oysters are all breaded, this is a trick of the trade. Put them in the chiller or freezer for some people for 5 to 8 minutes before you begin frying. Then go over, heat up your cooking oil
to about 360 to 375 degrees. If you're using a pan, you know, about an inch and a half to 2 inches of oil will do. Medium high heat will get you to the correct temperature. If you want to sauce up your cocktail sauce and tartar sauce, please, this is a good time to do it quickly. All right, now that your oil is hot, take a test oyster. Maybe the smallest one you have. Don't want to waste the good ones, the big ones. Place it down into the oil, easy to test if it is hard enough. And if it is, we can move forward. If not, it will come out soggy and we don't want it all soggy. If it is too hot, it will be burned. We don't want burnt oysters. No. Place the oysters into the hot oil for frying. Cook them until you see them start to come a little golden brown. Take them out, place on a large platter to drain like a towel of some sort or a drying rack. And immediately sprinkle a little salt over them. Sea salt while they're hot. This is important. It grabs the flavor. And now you are ready to serve with your favorite drink, tartar or cocktail sauce, or whatever else you have going on. A lot of people use it fries, rice, good dishes to eat on the side. Anyway, you go do what you do. Let me know how they come out, okay? And anytime you eat oysters, think on the two sons and the lessons they learned or did not learn. Okay, so until next time, my friend, until I have a wonderful recipe for you, please do what I love for you to do and enjoy.
My friends, we are here, and I want to thank you for coming out here on this voyage with me. Thank you for doing what you do and giving me the time to get to this point. I want you to join me in thanking Art by Chalet. I want to also join me in thanking those who create the sound effects and music on freesound.org and Free Music Archive. I want you to share this journey with your family and friends so that way they can be blessed just as you are. If you want to leave a comment or a review so others can learn about this voyage, please do so wherever you can. All other ways to support and contact me will be in the show notes. So please go there, check it out, and do what you do best and be you. Again, thank you. And until next time, have a blessed day.